Hello, everybody. I just got a new follower this afternoon, so before I say anything else, I would like to say welcome to my world, or possibly welcome to my nightmare. That reminds me, next time I say that, I really need to get out my Alice Cooper Welcome to My Nightmare album and play the beginning of that track or something. I love that album. Anyway, the reason I am booing this afternoon is because I'm very excited about something that is coming up in my life, and I'm just going to move from my computer chair, which is comfortable enough, but not as comfortable as the chair I'm just about to sit down in. Ah, the rocking chair, how lovely. Anyway, this afternoon there was a reception at my church for a minister who has come to do what's called preaching for the call. Now, as some of you may know, in fact, a lot of you probably do know, I have been on the search committee at my church for the past year, and we've spent a lot of time looking at profiles and soul searching and seeking for a new minister to come and replace the one who left last spring. Which is a really difficult act to follow, frankly, because the minister we had was truly a wonderful soul. He was so clever and witty and intelligent, but at the same time, he was very humble and modest. And he could, although he was quite erudite and learned, really speak to anyone on any level. And he really had the common touch with people. So we knew that it was going to be hard to find someone with the same attributes and characteristics. But we think we have found the man we're looking for. Now, we had a reception for him today, and tomorrow he will lead the worship service and, of course, preach a sermon. And afterward, the entire congregation will vote on whether or not they want him to be our new minister. And I hope to Almighty God they do, because we weren't exactly infiltrated with offers and profiles. You know, there wasn't exactly an influx. We had some, most of which were just not appropriate for our church. The people just weren't right for our particular congregation for various reasons. But, yeah, as I said, there really wasn't an influx of offers. So if the congregation does not accept this minister, then what has to happen is the search committee that we have now will be disbanded, because it's kind of like a trial when there's a hung jury. The whole thing has to start all over again. New search committee has to be formed. We have to start looking for new candidates, or they do, because I won't be on the committee, obviously. And the whole process begins all over again. So I'm really hoping that everybody tomorrow will be as impressed with this minister as the people on the search committee were. So we had a lovely reception for him this afternoon with nibblies and tea and coffee and punch. One of my friends, who is as much a cheese fiend as I am, brought all kinds of lovely cheese and crackers. Oh, it was lovely. There were lots of sweets too, but I eat enough of that at home. I figured I didn't need to partake of sweet things there. But anyway, I got to talk to this minister again and welcome his wife to the city. They are from a completely different province, so it's quite a move that they're intending to make. And I'm really pleased that their hearts are really in this. So anyhow, tomorrow is going to be very exciting, because obviously this minister is going to lead the service and then we're going to have a vote. And I assume we'll know by sometime tomorrow afternoon whether he's actually going to be our new minister or not. So anyhow, I was very honored to serve on this committee. I never expected to be asked. Before the last minister went away, he actually asked me to serve on another committee, which I have done and am doing. But I never expected to be asked to be on the search committee. There are only 11 members on the committee, plus a moderator. So it's kind of like the 12 apostles. I'm the Judas! No, well, hopefully not, but sometimes I feel that way. just because I doubt my own self-worth. But anyhow, yeah, so it's a very small committee, given that we have a congregation of 500 or so people. So I was totally flabbergasted when I was first asked to serve in that capacity, but I'm very honored and happy to have done so. And I really think this gentleman that we have taken on has what it takes, and I really think that everybody's going to be very impressed with him tomorrow. I have no doubts. I did it first simply because there are some truly negative Nancys in my congregation, but having spoken with this man at further length and having listened to him talk a bit more, I am beginning to think that everyone's doubts will be cast aside tomorrow. So we shall see. I'm going to record parts of the service, because I always record the music, and then also a very good friend of mine who is super intelligent and what she calls a word nerd is going to be giving the prayers of intercession. So I have to record that. Hopefully I can actually get the Olympus to pick it up. It depends on where I'm sitting. I'll try to get there early so I can get a good seat, although I expect the house to be packed. So anyway, I'm just really, really chuffed about this whole thing, and I had to come on Audio Boom to let you all know how exciting this is, because it's just a wonderful event in my life. I really miss the last minister we had, but although this man that we have found is different, I think he's still going to be an excellent shepherd and will not lead our flock astray. Anyway, folks, I think I'll end this for now, and I will hopefully be posting more tomorrow.